get lost in and out when you walking in and out. And my hair in and out. I get stomped in the ground. I'm down, but I'm down. I get lost in and out when you walking in and out. And my hair in and out. I get stomped in the ground. I'm down, but I'm down. When I'm down, but I'm down. My hair.
Good morning.
Good morning. Our great mics are working.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Or you rather have turned on the right mics this time.
Yeah, I can hear you. So that means it's the right mic. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Morning. This is Celeste and Emily.
Yay.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I like how you said that in chunks. Like, it was like, I have to say this next section.
It was not... It was not very organically done,
yeah,
if I am to be honest.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're just getting set up a little.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rainy outside.
It is.
Stay dry.
Wait, oh, did you just say stay dry? That was so forced. Okay, I love it. but yeah, it is very rainy outside. I've been saying a lot this semester, it's been a very, like, most of our Tuesdays have been very rainy. Like, consistently Tuesdays are very rainy.
I live with you, and I've never heard you say this semester.
Okay, well, maybe these competitions have not come up. But I've been telling some people, because every Tuesday, because I go to this thing off campus every Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, you have to.
And so, I've had to take the bus so many times because, and it's so frustrating because it's totally bikeable.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm actually also going in the same way that you are, but I think I might bike.
Okay.
Because
but I didn't have rain is stopping by afternoon, though, which is nice.
Yeah, I'm just waiting because I also have class in Harvard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yay. It's my museum class. Anyway, maybe we could journey together.
We could journey together.
Anyways. So do you want to talk about this week's
theme? Yeah, we have a kind of exciting... Okay, I guess we are really still sticking to the general theme of
I'm a big songs. Theme person.
Because, what was our theme last week? We did some kind of love song as...
It was like kind of heartbreak songs.
Oh, okay.
But like,
oh, because of Thank You Next.
Because of Thank You Next.
Right.
We were thinking about Thank You Next.
Right.
And so. This time, I guess the song that inspired it is the song that you brought up.
Yeah. So I'll play that song first. It's called Venti Love by Not Art. Yeah. And they have this lyric in it called, it's like, what's your number, girl? What's your Slack? Like, your Slack ID. And so I thought that was really funny. And Celeste and I have talked about Slack couple times
sliding into those
Slack DMs.
So
we thought it would be really fun to do this week about love songs, but with like tech references in many ways, like whether it's the album name or like lyrics or song name, whatever. So that'd be really fun because once we started thinking of stuff, we like, at least I realized that there's like a bunch I have in mind. So
yeah, I also have a couple.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the theme I came up with is super modern love. It's like modern love, the podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe copyrighted, I don't know.
Wait, so is super modern like a term that means something or?
I mean, probably in some kind of theoretical sphere it means something. Like super modernity is like a term.
Right,
that
like
use.
Superseding things that kind of that's an anthro.
Kind of like accelerationist super modern something.
Yeah.
Luxury communism. Anyway.
Yeah. That's what we're going for.
That's not what we're going for. We're going for super modern love.
Right. Another kind of super.
And I think my selections are across different genres.
Yeah, mine is, it's very pop, because I feel like
we do steer towards pop.
Yeah, because that's like my general catalog, TBH.
Mm.
But in terms of my listening history. Anyways, okay, cool, we're gonna get started.
You're like, everyone shut up now. Okay, anyway, you came for the music and you'll hear it.
All right, this is Venti Love by Not Art.
His tight jeans and his bright white face. His tight But he don't know you exist. No, he walking contradiction, guess I'm factual and fiction. A little crazy, little sexy, little cool, little rough around the edges, but I keep it smooth. I'm always left to center, and it's right where I belong. I'm the random minor, don't you hear a major song? Then I like that.
Sitting by you right before Mr. Ammon's class, cause my mama couldn't afford new J's polo, thrift store, thrift clothes, that was all I knew. Do you remember? I remember when you laughed when I cut my perm off and you rated me a 6. I was like, damn. But even back then, with the tears in my eyes, I always knew I was the I like that.
Thanks, Emily. we just had Not Love.
Ventil.
What is the name of the not artist? Art. Not Art. Okay, I put Not Love. That's why they didn't show up on. Okay, I need to fix that. And Kraftwerk, mm-hmm. a classic. And then we heard Janelle Monáe, another classic, which I'm going to type in right now. But
wait, what is. How is Kraftwerk spelled? It's
Craft, with a K, and then work with an E.
Yeah.
But they're
American?
No, they're German. They're pretty old. They're like a classic. A lot of popular pop bands sample from their songs because they have really good
beats.
Stuff. Yeah. Okay. Which is interesting. Cool. So, Computer Love, Not Art. My apologies.
Kraftwerk just reminds me of because in class we were reading this book called Shop Class as Soul Craft, which is also just a really fun sentence to say.
Shop Class as Soul Craft. I can only say that at that speed. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So it just sounds, the intonations are similar. But yeah. Oh, man.
You know, good times.
Good times.
Shop Class as Soul Craft. I want to see how many people are listening.
Okay.
We have 11 mobile listeners. 2 high-quality listeners.
What does that mean? On their car?
Maybe. Or okay. Computer. Or they're just high-quality people.
True. Her computer would know.
This is about super modern love.
It is about super modern love.
Is there a love song about algorithms? You know?
Yeah. I thought you were saying Al Gore for a second. I was like, what?
Why would I say Al Gore? Al Gore rhythms.
There probably is.
Al Gore's rhythm.
There definitely is, like, songs about, like, those dating apps with algorithms.
Yeah, like Swipe Right, kind of.
Yeah. Have you read anything on, like, what those dating apps algorithms are like? I've never, like, researched into it, but...
No, but I've heard about people doing ethnography using Tinder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, how... tell me more.
It's kind of like... I think this is specific to Israel and Palestine and, like, the wall and how this ethnographer is doing research across the wall with that digital...
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, that's so interesting because it's, like, these dating apps are, like, in a space that can't, like, have the, like, same kind of restrictions on, like, physical movement.
And I know people who go abroad and then use dating apps as a way to meet people.
Yeah.
Especially if they're on their own, like...
Yeah. Apparently, my friend that went to France said that was, like, a really intense thing. Like, she was, like, everyone was, like, using dating apps. Like, it was, like, hyper-magnified almost, like...
To meet friends or to date?
I think, like, both. But also because we're at this age, like...
Yeah.
We do hookups and stuff, but, like... Yeah, but, I mean, probably it was probably more, like... Yeah, for dating, but, like... But I don't know, maybe, I don't know, I didn't go study abroad, but, like, maybe there is something about, like, the, like, excitement of a new place and, like, you don't really know that many people and, like, so you can really, like, try that more or, like, do that more or...
That's true.
I don't know. I mean, I can see it, but...
Yeah. Yeah,
Celeste,
I guess.
Your face is, like, scrunching up and, like...
No, I think that's, I mean, what's, because... People who are abroad with me would say things like, oh, I get what it means, like, to be international now.
Oh.
Which is funny, but, and I think, like...
Huh, that is really interesting.
Yeah.
And that that makes a bit more sense for your context, because you went to London, whereas, like, if people that went to, like, a country that doesn't speak English, like, I wonder if it, like, I don't see that as the same thing.
Well, I feel like people would also have said that.
Yeah,
they would have
been
exactly. Like, I know what it is. Yeah, but it would have been felt even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't. On the subject of alienation, I guess we can keep playing songs.
All right. What are you gonna play next, Celeste?
I'm just gonna. We talked about Khalid's location as a technology. Mm-hmm. Send me your location. Find my friends app.
Yeah. Do you use Find My Friends?
Only for a few friends.
Yeah.
And by only a few friends, I just mean Wilson. Because only Wilson has it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have a few more tunes coming.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me. This is new to you. Initially, I didn't wanna fall, but you gathered my attention. It was all for you. So don't take advantage. Don't leave my heart damaged. I understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location? Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love off of some sweet, so let's get personal. I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night then. Ship me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride
nothing else but you. Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you.
I don't need nothing else but you.
Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you. Nothing else but you.
To your seats, get see. Love's got me in a daze. Crazy how it makes me behave. Exhilarating, I feel so full again. So kiss me, cause time is of the essence, babe. My heart's just glistening, your shalom trembling.
Oh, Still fly, and I'ma help you build up your account. was to play my part and let you take the lead. Bro, believe me, I'll follow. This could be easy. I'll be the help whenever you need me. I see your hustle. With my hustle, I can keep you focused on your focus. I can feed you. You need a real woman in your life, taking care of home and still fly. I can help you build a beautiful guy.
Traded all the corporate dudes. They call shots, I call audibles. Jacob the jeweler, bubbles, Lorraine Swartz sort of do. It's big ballin', baby, when I'm courting you. I'm talking spy bags and fly pads and rooms at the Bloomberg and rumors. You on the verge of a new merge, cause that rock on your finger's like a tumor. You can't fit your hand in your new purse. It's humorous to me, they watching and we just yachting Allen, hopping off the Amalfi Coast. Mafioso, oh baby, you ever seen satin? No, not the car, but everywhere we are. You sure to see stars, this is high level, not eye level. My bezel, courtesy of Audemars. I order yours tomorrow, now look at the time I saved ya. Mama, let me upgrade you.
Just when you think you had it all, big ends, car notes, collecting cars. Picture your life elevated with me. Make you my project celebrity, I keep your name on the street.
Hermes briefcase, Cartier top clips, silk line blazers, diamond cream facials, VVS cufflinks, six star pimp suites. Partner, let me upgrade you, grade you. Partner, let me upgrade you, grade you. Let me upgrade you, grade you. Partner, let me upgrade you.
Hello, you were just listening to Upgrade You by Beyonce and Jay-Z.
That was fun.
That was fun.
And then,
upgrade. Do you get it?
I get it. Before that, we had Khalid, Cardi B, and Kehlani, St. Vincent, St. Beauty, Sam Smith, the XX. A throwback, because that was me in high school.
The XX were huge in high school.
Yeah, and I think they're still pretty big.
Really?
Maybe. People are still going to their concerts.
I listened to like their song Intro on repeat, I remember, for like studying for a big essay.
Oh, Intro is good.
Yeah. It's just
gets you in the mood.
Yeah. Yay. And we also have a PSA very relevant to everything today. So know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one's using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to. And if you do that, you've fortified your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, your phone is no, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's super. Actually really good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. phones are scary.
They really are. It's making me think about what exactly I have on my phone now.
Yeah, I know.
Should we do a little plug for the donation drive?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, tomorrow is the last day of the donation drive. It's okay. Why is WMFO freeform? Well, it's been a tradition now for more than 45 years, and none of us here at WMFO want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before November 14th, which is tomorrow, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. So, you know, the donations
support
the donation drive ends tomorrow. This is a great platform to do things with, and we hope you will donate generously.
Yeah.
We have a few more songs for you, and then we'll hand it off to TK. So
great.
Up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with park and cars. Watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. With Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday, with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love.
Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kinda busy. WMFO in Medford.